Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senators will take up a vote on a stopgap measure to end the government shutdown today, but it's not expected to pass. Democrats say they will continue to demand slashing Medicaid benefits, that they be restored, and health care premium subsidies be extended. ABC's Karen Travers says there are no talks.
One thing from the White House end of this, they have made it very clear they are not willing to negotiate with Democrats on the issues that Democrats are demanding right now on health care. They say that that cannot happen while the government is shut down. Those conversations could take place if Democrats vote to fund the government.
Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing the U.S. carried out a strike on another alleged drug boat from Venezuela. It comes after President Trump informed Congress the U.S. is formally engaged in a, quote, armed conflict with drug cartels. That according to a confidential memo obtained by ABC News. A sentencing hearing underway for Sean Diddy Combs. He's facing years in prison on prostitution-related convictions. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. State sales tax on utility bills are being eliminated for the next 2 years. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
There's a new candidate for state Supreme Court, the second to announce for the officially nonpartisan position that drew a record amount of spending in last spring's election. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up in 2027. Liberal appellate judge and former state representative Chris Taylor announced she would be running against Bradley. But then, about a month ago, Bradley announced she would not seek re-election. She called on conservatives to, quote, take stock of failures, identify the problem, and fix it, end quote. Liberal judges have won four of the last five Wisconsin Supreme Court elections. Now, a conservative contender is entering the race to replace her. Maria Lazar has been on the 2nd District Court of Appeals since 2022. She released her first campaign video this morning.
I'm an independent, impartial judge who strives to follow the law and Constitution in every decision I make from the bench. It is time to restore that level of judicial dedication to the court. That is precisely why I have decided to run for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. If a conservative candidate wins, that balance would stay the same. If a liberal candidate wins, the court would have a 5-2 liberal majority. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddie Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, sunny to mostly sunny skies and southwest winds for your Friday afternoon. A very warm end to the work week, highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, mid-60s and mostly clear skies. On Saturday, sunshine and breezy and again upper 80s. Currently 80 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome John Sabo from First Tee Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr drops by with fun music and great chat.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program here on Anything Goes Weekend. This is absolutely wild. This is our geeky science for the day. A new survey has found that 28.16%, almost a third, of adults in America claim to have had at least one intimate or romantic relationship with an AI. Amazing. They say adults 60 years and older are more likely to consider intimate relationships with AI as not cheating. More than half of Americans claim to have had some kind of relationship with an AI system. The number one platform used to have relationships is ChatGPT. Amazon's Alexa is number three. Apple's Siri. Having a relationship with Siri, really, is number four. And Google's Gemini is number five. Amazing. This is over at VantagePointDallasCounseling.com, an article by Michael Salas. You can Google the thing. Meanwhile, we find that the wealth of the top 1% of Americans, now keep in mind, the bottom half of Americans, the bottom 50% of Americans control 3% of Americans' wealth. The top 1% has $52 trillion. That's amazing. The total wealth of the top 10% is $113 trillion, up from $108 trillion in the first quarter of the year. This is just from the second quarter of the year. The top 1% have seen their wealth increase by $4 trillion. A thousand million is a billion, a million million is a trillion. $4 million over the past year, an increase of 7%. Their wealth hit a record $52 trillion in the second quarter. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. Consumers in the top 10% accounted for 49.2% of all consumer spending. This is the highest level since data started being compiled in 1989. We are in the modern-day equivalent of the Roaring Twenties. When the rich got rich, the poor got poor, and the stock market exploded, and then finally the bubble popped. And are we on the verge of the bubble popping? I don't know. I see that Andrew Ross Sorkin yesterday on MSNBC or CNBC, one of the shows, was saying, you know, if you look technically at the value of stocks as compared to their price-earnings ratio or, you know, other historical indices, that the stock market is radically overvalued. In other words, it's in a bubble. And the thing that seems to be driving that bubble is AI. In fact, the thing that seems to be driving our economy right now is AI. If it wasn't for ICE hiring people and AI building data centers like there's no tomorrow, we would not have an economic expansion right now. We would be in a recession. So hang on to your hats and get ready. a good time to be a little more conservative in the way that we spend our money. Meanwhile, the Republicans have stopped talking about the guy who shot up the Mormon church and burned it to the ground. Turns out he was a Trump supporter. He had a Trump sign in his yard. He had a Trump 2020 make liberals cry again T-shirt in a picture with his family on Facebook. And it's interesting. And in fact, there's a theory floating around. Nobody knows for sure exactly why he attacked this Mormon church. One of the more popular theories on social media is that he did so as revenge for Charlie Kirk's killing, because the guy who killed Charlie Kirk was a Mormon. Now, nobody knows right now. Right now, it's all speculation. But here's a couple, you know, the guy who killed Charlie Kirk, raised in a right-wing family, gun culture, the whole bit, no affiliation with any left-wing groups at all. And so they've stopped talking about him. And now the guy who shot up the Mormon church, an open Trump shooter, Trump supporter, they're not talking about him anymore. You notice they don't talk about the two guys who were arrested for trying to assassinate Trump. Both of them were former Trump supporters with no connections to any left-wing groups. It's like, you know, they are waiting for some actual left-winger to do something terrible so that they can, turn it into a three-month-long news cycle. And they will, because they control so much of the media. But they just have not been lucky in that regard recently, apparently. Meanwhile, Donald Trump yesterday falsely claimed that he had presided over record black employment and declared the Democrats the party of Satan. Honest to God. He retweeted this. Now, nobody has actually seen Donald Trump since his appearance before the generals. And there's a lot of speculation about what's going on. Is he getting another infusion? You know, is his hand going to be all bruised again? What's in the infusions? There's some people speculating, you know, is it plasma from young people? Is it children's blood? I don't know. I mean, something's going on. And it seems like on the 24th of every month he vanishes. Maybe that's his infusion date. I don't know. But and he's been slurring his words lately. It's right up at the top of rawstory.com if you want to see the story. But what Trump tweeted yesterday was the Democratic Party is dead. It is the party of hate, evil, and Satan. They have no leadership, no message, no hope. Their only message for America is to hate Trump, which is just, like, wrong. I mean, you know, the Democrats have lots of hope. They've got a serious, you know, well-formed program. And they're sticking up for the average American. They're really fighting for working class people. But, don't ask Republicans about that. Or for that matter, don't ask the news media about that. So what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Nina in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Nina, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is, do you think in your ultimate wisdom that there are people in this country that are interested in a civil war and would engage, and that other countries like Great Britain or Canada or any number of countries would come to help us get rid of the MAGAs?
Yeah, two questions. Number one, yes, there are people in America who have been preparing for a civil war. I used to know them back in Michigan in the 60s, you know, and when I was a kid. Two of my friends had parents who were in the Michigan militia or affiliated with it, and they would go out in the woods with their semi-automatic weapons and do target practice and stuff like that. And they were dead serious about getting ready for the war. And you got these preppers and all these other folks. Now, the preppers aren't necessarily the Civil War folks, but there are a bunch of them. With regard to whether, you know, the UK or Canada or anybody else will save us, you know, even if we devolve into a civil war, which I expect is extremely unlikely, no, they won't. No country's going to intervene. But good questions, Nina. Thank you very much for calling and asking. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
A few things.
It's supposed to be Jobs Friday, right? Today is the day that the federal government was supposed to release the job statistics?
Yeah, but Donald Trump is only seen about half a million jobs created this year so far. Joe Biden was up to 1.2, 1.3 million by this time. Hmm. In fact, in the month, the 8 months before he left office, he was at 1.2 million. And Donald Trump sort of has been there for 8 months, and he only saw about a half a million. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden also saw more points added to the Dow, and on and on and on. In other words, he beat Donald Trump in every category.
Wasn't that generally true? Also, Democratic presidents almost always beat Republican presidents in terms of job creation?
Yes. In fact, if you look at the record, the Democratic president beats the guy that they replaced, and they beat the guy who replaces them. And that's true from Jimmy Carter, all the way up to Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump talking about hating Democrats, and then he runs around and claims that the Democratic Party are the haters. And he actually, I don't even hate Donald Trump. I think he's mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make it a habit not to hate somebody because their brain is broken.
Hate is poison, Larry. Hate destroys the haters, ultimately.
It actually does, and that's the reason why Donald Trump is such a pathetic person.
Yeah.
He has that's what he runs on. He runs on hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hate if he were my gardener, I'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
But he somehow gets himself to be president of the United States, and then he goes out there and does evil and does dirt and gets people killed.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that I hate. I hate what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hate the sinner, hate the sin, not the sinner, is the old expression that I learned in Bible school when I was 8 years old.
He keeps running around talking about how he hates the Democrats, and now what does he do? He's stealing money from the states that did not vote for him.
Yeah.
He's trying to make sure that the minorities who did not vote for him, that he punishes them.
Mm-hmm.
These are the actions of a hater.
Yeah.
And that kid that ran over those two girls and killed them, I forget what state it was in, but he was a follower of Kirk. He was a follower of Donald Trump.
I don't know what you're talking about. When and where did that happen? I missed that.
This is... let's see what's that was in New Jersey.
Huh.
Just in a couple of days. And the guy who burned down the church, the reason why he burned down the church because he was actually going out with some woman who was attending that church, and he tried to get into the church and they refused him because he had all these tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started creating another hatred for somebody, and that hatred led him to doing what he did.
Yeah. Interesting. And, well, yeah, so Larry, pray for your enemies, right?
And the people who hate, what they tend to do is they tend to lie, tell lies on the people who they direct their hatred toward.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump is always directing his hate and always lying on the Democratic Party.
It's true. It's tragic. It really is. It's a tragedy for America that we are here. Larry, thank you so much. And we're here because a tragic percentage of the white population is bigoted, is racist. I mean, it's just that simple.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zipa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zipa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with a Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zipa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is color, C-O-L-O-R, color. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at CleanWisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price. Some just great, high-quality collagen, pure collagen, and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. So getnativepath.com/Hartman to get that super bundle deal.
To be maggots.
They'll trade in the facts for conspiracies and swagger. They'd rather blame immigrants, science, and books than take a hard look at the mess in their nooks. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. Don't let them wear red hats or chant for New Orleans. Make them read history, learn empathy too. Not just post memes from their Uncle Jim's view. They love their big rallies, their slogans, their chants.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. Oh, I just said that, didn't I? Mike in Valparaiso, Indiana. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I had a kind of a thought experiment. I've been asking the MAGA people, because we got a lot of them here in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I've been asking them is, would you still love Donald Trump? Would you still follow him? Would you still admire him as much as you do? You know, even if he had all the same vile things he said about women, you know, the felonies, the vile things he's done to women, the pictures with Epstein, he's exactly the same. But would you still love him as much if he was the leader of the Democratic Party?
Yeah. You know,
and they always look at me like kind of confused.
Yeah. You know, Lawrence O'Donnell did a brilliant rant about this last night on his program, his opening monologue. And he pointed out that Hillary Clinton, in a private fundraising venue, said that Trump had this basket of deplorables who supported him. And the New York Times and, you know, the mainstream media of America just pounded her for weeks about that. Say, how dare you say this? And then Trump comes along and calls Democratic followers, Democratic voters, vermin. These people don't say a word about it. Oh, yeah, that's just Trump being Trump. And it's like there's this massive double standard, Mike. It's just obscene. It's insane. And so
Donald Trump
would not be allowed in the Democratic Party is a simple answer. I mean, there's no Democrat on earth who would support a guy like
that. I understand that. I understand that. It was just I'm trying to, like, get inside the box that they live in, like, because I don't understand the mental gymnastics that they have to do on a daily basis to follow this man. But the only other thing I like to ask them and remind them is, and this is very important given, like, the ICE raids and the, you know, the
I'm legal out of time, Mike. I'm sorry. You got to make your point first. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back on with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Apologies to Mike. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Todd Albaugh.
The World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, and tariffs, how they're affecting agriculture, we'll discuss it all with Midwest Farm Report Director Pam Yonke next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The City of La Crosse is holding public information and engagement sessions for its City Administrator Working Group. A proposed ordinance to add the position of City Administrator to the City of La Crosse will be decided upon by the La Crosse Common Council in February. The information sessions are being held on October 6th, October 8th, and October 14th. The proposed ordinance would add a City Administrator, which would take on some of the responsibilities of the Mayor's Office. The race for Wisconsin's governor continues to take shape as one new candidate is announced and another drops out. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
She now joins a crowded field running for governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Are you interested in serving on a city committee? La Crosse's city government is currently looking for volunteers to serve on 8 different committees and boards, including the Redevelopment Authority, Police and Fire Commission, Neighborhood Revitalization Commission, Floodplain Advisory Committee, Housing Authority, Building and Housing Appeals Board, Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, and Room Tax Commission. If you're interested, you can fill out an application on the City of La Crosse website. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, setting to mostly sunny skies and southwest winds for your Friday afternoon. A very warm end to the work week, highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, mid-60s and mostly clear skies. On Saturday, sunshine and breezy, and again, upper 80s. Right now, it's 82.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is color, C-O-L-O-R, color. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about one of Donald Trump's more puzzling budget cuts impacting the education of deaf and blind students in Wisconsin. For real.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, a runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, and you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then also you have to use that promo code Tom when you check out, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
With a trader's tongue, calls us one people, but the song's been sung. Whitewash lines in a blood-soaked frame. He spits on the dead and defiles their names. This is the new Confederacy, wrapped in flags fueled by hate. They burn the past to chain the future, but freedom won't share their fate. They torch the truth, they crown the lie, but the graves of heroes won't comply.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
You want to make that safety pin, the paperclip work better?
Yeah, how?
Look at your thumbnail for a second. You see it?
Yeah.
Imagine a small piece of orange cloth. You attach it to that paperclip. Now you can see that paperclip.
Uh-huh.
From 50 or 100 feet away.
I see.
Right? Now, when somebody asks you, what is that? And you tell them, you give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You give it to them whether they agree, or you give it to them whether they disagree. You tell them you may need it someday.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. It's kind of like the Orange Revolution in Ukraine back in the day.
You got it.
They were wearing scarves. But I get the point.
You know, like I say, It's communicating with each other that's going to get us through this.
Yeah, I agree.
And if we can do it from 50 feet away, you can look 50 feet away and see that flash of orange. I know you're not standing alone.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
It gives a movement more strength to go. Tom, please, next time I tune you in, a piece of orange.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.
Somebody asks, you give it to them.
Okay, good talking to you, Bill. Thank you. James in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, James, what's up? James?
Once you enter anymore, it doesn't come
up. James, listening on Sirius XM in Fort Lauderdale? Going once? Going twice? Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well out there. And
so
you
far,
mentioned
so
earlier, I caught you. Yeah, everything good here. Well, for the most. Here mm-hmm. in Florida, I don't know. But here, me personally, I'm doing okay.
Good.
Florida's a whole other story. But when you mentioned earlier about Trump receiving baby's blood and all, it got my blood boiling because this Sunday I'll have 159 gallons donated, you know, throughout my life. So
that's right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I I find it rather insulting that he takes baby's blood. You know, what about other people?
We don't know what he's getting the infusion of, but there are billionaires who are doing this. And, you know, it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can Google it. There's a one particularly famous guy who was getting blood from his 17-year-old son. You know, a billionaire.
Incredible. Yeah. I've never met anybody who's received my blood. I'm sure they're out there alive here in Florida. I wish them all well. That's what I say, because, I can't meet them. But the other thing is he actually said in his last term, Trump, that, immigrants poison the blood of America. And mm-hmm. I'll never forget that either. Yeah. That's another thing that really just...
Well, that's right out of Hitler.
Blood
and air, blood and soil.
It's incredible because I find it insulting, and it's just how dare he, insult. And we're all immigrants. That's one thing Trump fails of. We're all immigrants, except for the people who lived here, the indigenous people, people. It's just incredible that bloodlines have gone throughout the generations, and his is shorter than mine, So it's just really we're in troubled times here, Tom. I think, well, like the last man said, we've got to keep talking. We've got to keep, spreading the word. I'm getting out there. I'm calling my congressman every day. He's a Republican. I always talk to the machine, but I say grow a spine, but he won't. He loves Trump too much. That's the sad thing. I can't get through
it. Or he fears him. I suspect there's more Republicans who fear Trump than love him, because he does the kind of stuff that if he was a Democrat, they would be screaming from the rooftops about. But, well said, Bill. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. Mark in Janesville, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Question. I saw a podcast. I'm not going to mention their names, but they were one was in the Washington Post, and you know who they are. And the other was a political carnival. So we'll just put it out there. And they had Leon Panetta on their show.
Mm-hmm.
They made the comment. Panetta made the comment that we need another Bill Clinton to bring the country back together and. Blah, 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 and that's, probably the best. And I know, they're establishment Democrats. But Carbo posed the question that, do you really think the country can be brought back together if possibly they don't want it?
Who's they?
Well, the red and the blue states and the that is so, what do you do at that point?
Yeah. First of all, I'm very skeptical of this whole red-blue state thing. Most of your deep red states are still 30-40% Democratic, and most of your deep blue states are still 30-40% Republican. And in some cases, you've got states that are, right up against the 50% marks, number one. And number two, I think the big point that I didn't see the video, but, if that's pretty much all they were saying, if they weren't talking about policy, then I agree that you need a very charismatic guy to be leading the Democratic Party. And it's going to take somebody with charisma, somebody who can really get people behind them. So far the we got Gavin Newsom and you got J.B. Pritzker. You've got a couple of people who are stepping up, and they're leading candidates now, in my opinion, for the next Democratic Republic or Democratic presidency. Go ahead.
Do you think that
and that was Clinton and Obama? They were charismatic,
right? And do you think that I'm more of a Bernie Sanders type guy?
Yeah, me too.
But do you think that is too far to the left at this point? Or I'm just fearful of
name
I'm
one
to hate that J.D. Vance more than Trump.
Yeah,
fearful he gets in.
Name one policy that Bernie advocates that is outside the main, that has less than 70% support by Americans.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't either.
There isn't one. He is not, you know, Bernie's not a communist or even really a socialist. No. He's an FDR Democrat, but the Democratic Party has gone so far to the right with Clinton, with the Clintonistas, that, that they consider him the far left. It really, you know, they took down Bernie in 2016 and then again in 2020, rather. Not, in my opinion, not because of his positions, but because the Clinton machine wanted Hillary to be president. And they thought they were going to do it. They tried in 2016 and failed. And Trump won with a little help from Russia and a whole lot of help from a bunch of billionaires. And then in 2020, going through the primary, I think, you know, Hillary thought she was going to win again. But,
I'm just fearful. I see the still hatred by not only the Republicans, but a lot of the establishment Democrats towards AOC, Bernie, and the young fellow running for mayor in New York City.
Zohran Mamdani. Keep an eye on Mamdani and AOC, by the way, because those two, I think, have a real good chance of running for president. Mark, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Great questions, solid questions. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No one knows.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's up? Charles in Vancouver, watching us on YouTube. Got it. Charles been on hold for a while there. Going once, going twice. Ouch. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Oh, man, I feel bad for Charles just there.
yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Charles.
Quickie thing real quick. AOC has an asteroid named after her on how smart she is, number 23238. You can look it up at the Small Body Database lookup at the NASA JPL website.
That?
Yeah, and she got it in high school a decade before she got into politics.
Really? Wow. So, she was a science geek.
Right. Something to do with microbiology.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the main point, though, was the Hillary Clinton basket of deplorable speech.
Mm-hmm.
Most people only heard the Associated Press video of it. They chopped off the main part of her speech was about this second basket of Trump supporters. She said, to be overly generalistic, you could put half of what I of Trump supporters in what I call the basket of deplorables, and went on to say sexist, racist, blah, blah, blah. If you're not any of those, even if you were his supporter, you weren't in a deplorable, in her view. She said the other half were people who felt left behind by the system. Nobody cares about them. They see their communities drying up. They don't believe necessarily what all Trump says, but they followed him because they thought he held out hope for them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said Democrats needed to reach out to them.
Yes, I remember that.
Never heard that.
I reported on that at the time.
No, yeah.
It was available. That information was available.
Yeah, it's at the YouTube still has it under CBS News,
mm-hmm.
not under the AP archive is the chopped off version.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, CJ, for sharing that. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I was watching C-SPAN this morning and saw a new Trump AI commercial with Trump and Russell Voigt as the Grim Reaper. Russell Voigt is Trump's Project 2025 author and Trump's OMB director.
Right.
He is deciding on government shutdown cuts to blue states right now.
Yep.
The video is playing the song Don't Fear the Reaper by the band Blue Oyster Cult from the 70s. That song was also on Saturday Night Live with Christopher Walken when they said more cowbell. I think this video is really childish by the Trump administration.
Yeah.
All he's doing now is playing AI videos.
I know. They're playing they're trying to bring in basically, 18 to 25-year-olds. And, via gamer forums and via these AI videos. And it's juvenile and all that sort of stuff. But, sadly, it's effective. I mean, this kind of spreading hate and smear and humor. I mean, they think this is their idea of funny. And, sadly, Mike, thanks for that. Thanks for the heads up on that. It's spot on. Elizabeth in Seattle. Hey, Elizabeth, what's on your mind today?
Hey, yeah, somebody kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, saying we're all immigrants. But I wanted to go further and say the forefathers and everybody who came here, they came here illegally. Mm-hmm. So I just get tired of this us and them kind of like we're not on the same level at all.
Yeah. Yeah, the people who actually lived here, you know, at first they welcomed them, but pretty soon they figured out, wait a minute. It's like, whoa. Nope.
And then they just created laws to keep everybody else out and, you know, make it a system so that they decide, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So the whole thing is false. I mean, if they want to talk to the true citizens of this country, consult the tribes, you know.
Yep, absolutely. Elizabeth, well said. Well said. Thank you for the call. Yeah. Deborah in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Deborah, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Hartman, thank you for taking my call. I have a thought that since the GOP or Republicans or billionaires own the computer platforms, podcasts, cable, and corporate media,
mm-hmm.
how about Democrats, Democratic Party, liberals and others put their message on billboards?
I agree. We've had a couple of people call this week and propose that because billboards are cheap, $1,000 a month, you know, for a good one.
And Mr. Hartman, they're also tax deductible, are they not? Could the Democratic Party write that off as a campaign?
Well, the Democratic Party is nonprofit to begin with. They don't pay taxes.
Okay, but
individuals can buy billboards too.
Of us,
yeah, no, exactly. It wouldn't be tax deductible if you bought a billboard.
Or we could figure out something. I'm saying
there are nonprofits out there that do buy billboards, and you could donate to those nonprofits. And you'd have to look around to see who's doing that right now, because I'm not sure. But I know during the last election there were a couple of nonprofits that popped up that were buying billboards. There was one in particular that was buying a lot of billboards. And they were doing some good work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I was thinking we can keep the messaging short and succinct, maybe two or three topics,
mm-hmm.
all in red, white, and blue, warning in red, blue lettering, starting out with why are taxpayers paying ICE to be violent?
Yeah, there you go.
Health care.
There you
they're
go.
Taking your health care from you. Mm-hmm. Voting, they're taking your vote, your right to vote. That's your they're taking your right to decide for yourself. They're taking your vote.
Well, as Greg pointed out, they're purging hundreds of thousands of people from the voting rolls in Virginia as we speak, because they're getting ready for the election in November, and you've got a Republican governor and a Republican secretary of state. Deborah, thank you for the call. I got to run here. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verity, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people working on this program. And thank you to you for spreading the good word about our program and about the networks or stations that we're on, telling your friends. It's really an important time to be doing that. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a wonderful weekend. I will catch up with you on Monday. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Get Native.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate this hour is taking up one of the votes to help stop the government shutdown. One is a GOP clean 7-week funding bill. The others is a Democratic stopgap measure that would also include restoring Medicaid benefits slashed under the GOP mega bill and extending Affordable Care Act premiums. Neither are expected to pass as parties dig in. At the same time, the White House says it's planning to go beyond the furloughs and issue permanent layoffs to federal workers and cut programs if Democrats don't agree on a funding measure.
We're not going to tolerate waste, fraud, and abuse in our government. And we've also been very clear to point out when agencies or when programs do not align with this administration's values of putting our country first.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. In New York City, the sentencing hearing for Sean Diddy Combs continues. Prosecutors asking a judge for Combs to serve 11 years for his prostitution-related convictions. His defense presenting a video showing the music mogul's career and family life. This is ABC News.